And we have talked a lot about the comeback of downtown Port Huron, and you know, how do you know that Port Huron's doing well economically? Well, you look around, you see more stores and restaurants downtown than we have in a long time. A lot more people walking the downtown streets. It gets harder and harder to find a place to park. But now there's statistical evidence that shows that downtown Port Huron is doing very well. Joining us right now is the Port Huron City Manager, James Freed. James, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I want to talk about this University of Wisconsin study along with Ball State University that takes a look at Midwest communities, I guess similarly sized to Port Huron, is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Small to mid-sized communities. That typically communities between 25,000 and around 75,000.
And what was the criteria? What were they looking at to determine economic viability?
Sure. So, yeah, essentially they wanted to gauge is, you know, what are metrics that can be used to gauge economic viability? And one of them was the amount of businesses downtown per capita of residents. And out of 260 communities sampled, Port Huron ranked number 7, just behind Jackson at number 6.
That's pretty good. To what do we owe this success? What can we look at and say, well, this is why Port Huron's doing so well?
Well, it's certainly not government, although we did help create a conducive environment for it. But really, this is entrepreneurs, the people who took a risk, who started a business. It's the same old story. It's free market enterprise. Given the right climate and the right business environment, will flourish. And that's what's happening downtown Port Huron. And the reason why these studies are important is because, you know, we drive through downtown. We drive through the industrial park. We feel it. We see it. But we really can't go out and say, you know, Port Huron's top 10, you know, you can't brag about yourself. So having these outside institutions look at the data and come to those conclusions really verifies, one, for us, that what we're seeing and feeling is real, but also to the outside community that what's going on in Port Huron is not just a Port Huron thing. This is measurable, this is tangible, and it gives us data to go out and sell the community further.
Yeah, and you lead right into my next question, which is what can you do with this information? It's good news, but then what can you do to further the growth of Port Huron?
Well, it proves that Port Huron has a positive business climate. The mayor and council have worked really hard to reduce regulations, to reduce red tape, to make Port Huron a great place to do business. And that's the story we carry with us whenever we travel across the state. Last week, I was at the Michigan CEO Summit. It was the CEO of our major largest industry, Domino's, Home Depot, they were all there. So were all the top-tier manufacturers, and able to go around and tell them how great the business climate is in Port Huron, how worthy of investment our community is. You know, come to Port Huron, build a factory, open up a division, put a product line here. We're able to use this information to further sell our city. And right now, the industrial park is 100% full. There is not one vacant building in our industrial park. It's so full that the state of Michigan gave us $100,000 to begin clearing trees to make another site ready for development, because that's how bad businesses want to come here.
Wow, that's a good thing indeed. One of the things that helps downtown too is that there aren't any anchor stores that you rely on. Obviously, you don't want to lose any businesses, but you know it's not like you know downtown would be devastated if one of them pulled out. We're getting word this morning that Mosier's Jewelers is closing after more than a century in business in downtown Port Huron. While sad, it's not going to devastate the downtown. But I wanted to get your thoughts on a business that's been around for that long leaving downtown.
You know, Mosier's is such a trusted name for people in Port Huron. You know, that's a family business. You trust those people. When we had an issue with another jeweler in town who fled the town with everyone's jewelry, Mosier's, for free, would go in and inspect your jewelry and make sure everything was okay. My wife was nervous when her wedding ring was cleaned by the other jeweler, mm-hmm. and when the whole fallout happened with that, we went into Mosier's and they graciously inspected it and made sure everything was fine at no cost. And they did that for so many people. It's because it's a trusted name. People want to know everything was okay, and Mosier's has a name that could do that. Markets are changing. The world's changing with online commerce. We'll see businesses come and go. But it's heartbreaking, but it's really something as well. You look at it, and there's so much to be proud of there.
Yeah.
There's so much to be proud of that store and what they've done. You know, the clock downtown, the rehabbing of that building. It's sad, but at the same time, I don't want to lose focus of how proud we should be of that family and the business that's been there.
Yep, we wish Bill and Emily all the best in their retirement. We're going to talk with them next week here on the morning show about closing the store. The other nice thing, James, is we've got a nice mix of businesses downtown. I mean, we're not really heavy in any one particular sector. Now we've got, clothing and men's clothing and shoes and restaurants and all kinds of different things.
And that is intentional. We're not a steel mill town. And in fact, if you look beyond just the downtown, throughout our entire city, we have a good mix. Even in the industrial park now, we've stratified away from automotive. We're still heavy in automotive, but our factories and our suppliers are mixed now, which is great because we want to make ourselves, not recession-proof, but when a recession does inevitably come, we want to make sure that we can weather it better. And by having a diversified business platform around the city, it gives us a better ability to weather out recessions.
Yeah, I appreciate your time this morning, James. Again, good news report here in ranking number 7 out of 260 small to mid-sized communities across the Midwest in terms of downtown success.
The important thing is this, Paul. We can sit around and pat ourselves on the back and be proud of these numbers, but we also have to know that we can't become complacent.
Right.
This is a competitive world, and other communities are going to watch and learn what we've done, and they're going to duplicate it. And so from the city of Port Huron's perspective, we're constantly trying to, when we get these good numbers, we say, okay, now the target's on us. People know that if you want to compete for jobs, you got to go after Port Huron. And so for our administration and the mayor and council have been very clear that we're going to continue to work to make sure Port Huron is the cutting edge of decreasing regulations and making the business climate the best place to do business, because we know that if we're complacent, we'll fall backwards. So we see this as we're not sitting around patting each other on the back. We're looking at this saying, okay, when you're top 10, your top 10 people are going to compete with for jobs, so it's time to keep going strong. So yep. We're going to keep moving forward. We're going to continue looking at our practices, our regulations, our permitting process to make sure that this is a great place to do business.
Keep the eye on the ball, James. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for your time.
All right. Take care.
Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.